Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Mr. Dennis.
Yes, sir.
You know who this is?
I believe so. Is this coffee guy, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. How have things been?
You guys have sent me a letter about offering, and I don't know if it's the same stuff that we went through before, but if it is, you know, I don't want to waste your time. I waste mine.
Well, I think previously what had happened was the value of the equipment, you know, came back much lower than what we expected it at, unfortunately, so we weren't able to do much. But
I think basically the value of the equipment was with who they have it valued through, because the company that makes the equipment, Probat, that, for instance, my coffee roaster, the company that makes it, they have it valued at $210,000.
Yeah, I forget what it was that caused that issue, that, you know, that we didn't get the value that we needed.
As far as I remember, that's what caused that issue, from what you told me anyway.
I do recall that being the issue, but I'll tell you what, let me look you up in our system. Do you happen to have the 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yeah, hold on, please, hold on. Yeah, I just got this from some guy named Goldstein.
Okay. He's a sales manager here, so he does work here.
The 2311-0601-0026-2240.
2240. Excellent. And Lloyd, are you calling in from your cell phone right now?
No, I'm calling from our business phone.
From the business phone, okay. I've got your cell phone number in the other file, so it's not a problem. But just want to make sure I was able to get a hold of you.
I still got that number.
I mean, I could look into this again for you. I think the better route to go would just be unsecured working capital. The reason we didn't do that before, though, I think, is because there was a time where the revenue had slowed down for the business, I believe. So those loans are more based off cash flow.
Yeah.
So I think that's the reason we weren't able to go that route. But I mean, I'd be more than happy to look into it for you again. I actually have you on my list of people to keep in touch with. So.
Well, what I'm seeing, they're talking about term loan here, which is probably more of my interest.
Well, term loan would be for. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The last time, one of the loans that I have, I paid it off.
Okay. Good deal. So it should actually be something that we can look into for you. Now, that previous loan, was that a working capital loan? Was it like a daily payment or?
It was one of these daily payment business.
Okay.
I don't want to go that route anymore.
Do you know who it was through by any chance?
Do I know when it was due?
No, who the loan itself was actually through, who the financing company was?
The company that's called Greenbox.
Greenbox, okay. I'm not familiar with them. But
they're in Florida.
There's a lot of different companies out there, obviously. But
my God, it's unbelievable. I don't even take calls from them anymore. I don't, to be honest.
Well, you've got my contact info, and I can give you my direct number again. Now that I've got you on the phone here. I mean, it's...
Let me see. Hold on there. How about you, Ben, for a second? What's your direct number?
It is area code 858.
5315.
And ultimately, you know, the type of financing I believe that would be available for you at this point would be fairly comparable to what you'd had in the past. My goal would be to get you hopefully a weekly payment, though, instead of a daily payment. And obviously more funds at a lower cost as well.
Well, see what you can, and let's talk about it.
Okay, absolutely.
Let me say this to you. I don't want to take a daily payment, and I won't do it.
Okay.
Because I don't have the cash flow to do that. Weekly payments is probably more a different story than daily payments.
Well, my goal would obviously be to a weekly payment, you know, at a lower cost of funds and obviously more funds as well. But I think
okay,
in your case...
Well, let's see what you come up with.
Okay. I've got your email address downloaded. Let me go and get it from you while I've got you on the phone here. What was your email address again? I know it was your first name, right?
No, it's Jamaican Gourmet.
That's right.
Jamaican Gourmet, pro@sbcglobal.net.
Okay. I'll be in touch, Lloyd. You've got my number. Let me work up some items for you. We'll look into this, and hopefully we can make it a good fit at this point.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
You too. Talk to you soon. Bye.